Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. So we've been talking about what it takes to succeed, and yesterday I introduced the idea of state of mind as a master variable for success, but in fact just for how we deal with life on a daily basis. And today I want to bring up a couple of key points about that the more you see about them, the easier you'll probably find things to navigate. The first of those is just recognizing what a high-quality state of mind feels like. Because in a high-quality, relatively clear state of mind, you can take anything in your stride. If we go back to yesterday's scenario, right? If you were in a high-quality state of mind, then your partner being in a bad mood when they communicated with you would just be a non-issue by the time you got to work. You'd probably actually, you know, feel a bit bad for them and it would occur to you that, oh gosh, you know, I love them. Oh man, they're struggling. Maybe I'll send them flowers or something like that. You'd get those emails from your colleagues, and instead of getting caught up in the urgency in them, you would be able to look past that and you'd see which projects really do need to be acted on today. And which ones could keep until tomorrow or maybe even later. When you're in your own clarity of mind, you wouldn't try to force a decision about what to do about the kids, and you would kind of just elevate that to the back burner. You would put that out of your mind as best you could, knowing that you'll know when you know, knowing that your own guidance, your own inner knowing, that incredible resource of innate wisdom, would give you the answer when you needed it. And you would recognize that all you can do for now is all you can do for now. And you wouldn't put pressure or stress on yourself to play the superhero. Now, in the same way, in a low-quality state of mind, you know if you act unchecked in a low state of mind, you're going to turn every one of those little daily dramas into a crisis. And you're going to be at your partner's throat over the children, and you're going to each be wondering how the other one can be so not understanding of what you're up against, and your work colleagues are going to become part of the villainous plot against you, and you'll try to play hero, and you'll work all the hours God sends to save the day, but you'll be bemoaning your fate because you're surrounded by incompetence, and life will just suck. Now, the good news about seeing the role of state of mind in your own performance and your own ability to handle life is it explains why you're hot when you're hot and why you're not when you're not. And it shows that that's an inner variable, that's something that goes on inside you irrespective of circumstances. So you're not at the mercy of your circumstances in terms of your own best performance. But also, it gives you a foolproof kind of a traffic light for when it's worth listening to your own thinking and following your own best ideas, and when you're better off giving the contents of the inside your head a miss. So there's an expression in AA and Alcoholics Anonymous that your best thinking got you here. Well, that's not entirely true. Your best thinking when you were all in a low state of mind, when you were caught up, when you were trying to make sense of things, when you were trying to rationalize, when you were trying to figure it out, when you were struggling, is what gets you into trouble. Actually, when you're in a clear state of mind, when you're at peace in yourself, when you have bandwidth, which is something I'll talk about more tomorrow, your best thinking will get you not only out of whatever you're into, but it will move you forward in your life. And I call it a traffic light because to a certain extent, we all know we're crazy. Like we all can feel when we're off. We might feel stressed. We might feel a sense of humor failure. We might feel, you know, it lets us know we've gotten out of our lane. We're just going down a rabbit hole. And if we keep going, it's just going to get uglier. Maybe we're scared. Maybe we're panicking. Maybe we're angry and upset. And if we are, we definitely are justified in our anger and upset. But that all just lets you know, okay, I'm not in the best state of mind. I'm not going to be doing my best work. So I may have to continue, because often just by staying in the game, things will get better. Your state of mind will lift. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But it does mean, you know, it's probably the wrong week to quit your job, leave your partner, get rid of all your stuff, and follow through on your revenge plot from when you were 12, right? Your thinking is off. That's why you feel the way you feel. Now, that's like the red light, or maybe it's just an amber light, the yellow light. Maybe it's just you feel a bit off. And so you know, okay, I'm going to move forward, but I'm going to proceed with caution. I'm not going to give myself my head. I'm going to let my head do its thing, and I'm going to take things as they come and just deal with what's in front of me. And similarly, when you're in the flow, when you're feeling expansive, when you're in that high quality clarity of mind, you've got a lot of freedom of mind, you know, you can just run with it. You don't even have to think about it. Your decisions will all be no-brainers, and things have a way of working themselves out. So just kind of get a sense for yourself today of both the difference that your state of mind matters, but also how do you know when you're off and how do you know when you're on? And just knowing that is going to let you be on more often and do less damage when you're off your game. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring. We'll talk more about this tomorrow.